I've been on the road too much, and one of the things about that is that you, well, actually, one of the pleasures of it is a certain taste you develop for the different signs of towns, and I love signs anyway. It's one of the reasons it's in the title here. And, you know, for example, I had never even really realized, even though my brother was a Mason for years, I had no idea what that meant. You're not supposed to know what it means. I mean, I started thinking that I knew he didn't build walls, that I was sure. You know, but I didn't know what it was all about. I still don't know. But now I realize that these signs outside of towns, and they say these three adjectives that make me feel as though I could live there. It says, ancient, free, and accepted. I think, like, I've earned at least two out of three of those. So, I mean, in Iowa City, I arrived in Iowa City, the first thing I went to this diner place, and there were two ministers there. They were like actually four or five ministers, but only two of them were talking. The others were thinking, which is good. And the two that were talking about how hard it was to be a minister or a pastor today, how many different duties they had and the parishioners never realized, and how quick they had to be to get everything done. And then one guy turned to the other and he said, there's nothing worse than arriving for your wedding and seeing a body being carried out. That prepared me for the writer's workshop. Now I can teach. So this is a poem that got written in Iowa and has rain and flues and things in it. Preparatory for marriage, if not death. Window, thing as participle. For a long time I had this idea that thing was a great word because it looks like a present participle, but there was a verb, I sort of love the idea that thing could be animated that way, that could make your skin crawl. But I was sick that year. Window, thing as participle. Welling and flowing and fastening to the window itself became the fever. Faces waved and surfed across its surface. Stop that, she rebuked herself. People are only passing on the sidewalk. People are simply walking on the side paths. Yes, that's all you're seeing, so much water in an eye. But then the sneezes rose from somewhere to attack whole buildings, schools and churches, massive stoneworks, city hall, whatever stood to be wrecked. Did no one notice? They were all at risk. Whatever the window held could tremble. Mortified, she sat in the eye of the storm with steam from cups of cure to drape or dramatize her time away. But still the window went on streaming all these bundled half-lives by in one continuous unraveling of differences of higher, lower, lighter, darker, faces framed in fur or bared of head, blown blonde or blasted black, each one appointed in a halo's freeze burn or an aura's sun chill, each one with its hunch of forehead. Over only two hot coals per person. Humankind was understandable in this unending sentence of an EEG she witnessed scrolling by. It was, at each new moment, modeled into spikes of single-mindedness, but every bobbing of discreteness in the flow, each block or chunk, each head she knew, had its own helixing and coils of orienting endlessness, its moving windows of reflective flux, and its own someone in a fix, that figure underlying everything, that glimpse in brown or blue with fringe of lash, a holy icon, prize of self, an image irrecoverably, shimmeringly still, it is so deeply plunged into the nominative.